Parks with KJAN Sports. Taking a look at high school football scores for you from last night around the area, and of course lots of action. And the game we had for you here on KJN was a 8-man top 10 football matchup, and it was Xyra EHK coming away with a big victory, 47-7 over Glidden-Ralston, as they win that one on the road. And they'll set up a good matchup for them next week here as well. I'll let you know more about that in a moment. And Atlantic had their homecoming, and it came up just short. A late drive was not able to get the tying score, and Denison beats Atlantic 21-14 last night at the Trojan Bowl. Also, Harlan was a 28-24 rallying winner over Glenwood. Creston, a 28-21 winner over Perry. Lewis Central beat ADM 13-3. In Class 2A District 8 play, it was Red Oak over Clarinda Academy 34-0. Trainer beat Shenandoah 41-26, and Clarinda 34-27 over Otobot Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove. Kemper Catholic beat Greene County 32-0. In Class 1A District 8 play, it was St. Albert over Tri-Center 42-13, Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 47-12, and Panorama beat Missouri Valley 65-12. In Class A District 7 play, Audubon a 45-0 winner over Bedford. Guthrie Center beat Woodward Academy 34-20. Madrid a 66-28 winner over Earlham. And Woodward Granger beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 22-8. In Class A District 8 play, Riverside over Underwood 35-13. Logan Magnolia beat East Mills 16-0. Griswold a 23-6 winner over Westwood. And AHST beat West Monona 62-0. Also an 8-man play in District 6 action, it was Adair Casey winning a track meet against Murray 85-54. Lamoni beat Colonesco 68-12, and East Union a 48-20 winner over Ankeny Christian. In 8-man District 7 play, we already mentioned to you the Xyra EHK Spartans, that big victory 47-7 over Glidden-Ralston. That sets up a matchup with them, another undefeated team in the district, and that's Coon Rapids Bayard. They got a big 55-7 win over West Harrison last night on the road as well, so that'll be a good one next week between those two teams. Booyer Valley a 54-6 winner over Arweva. And in 8-man District 8 play, it was Sydney over Woodbine 57-21. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 56-20. Cam was a 66-36 winner over Essex. And Southwest Valley a 47-16 win over Lennox. That's a look at high school football scores for you from around the area from Friday night's play. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals clinched their first NL Central title in 4 years, beating the Chicago Cubs 7-0 last night behind the strong pitching of Lance Lynn and home runs by David Freese and Matt Holliday. St. Louis has won 6 of 7 and is tied with Atlanta for the best record in the National League. They are assured of home field advantage when the NL Division Series starts on Thursday. Adam Wainwright was moved up to start on Saturday, putting the St. Louis ace on track to start his team's postseason opener against either Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, or the LA Dodgers. So Cardinals right now all set up. They're just waiting to see now who their opponent will be in the postseason. Cardinals were originally scheduled for a night game on Saturday. They moved that game up to the afternoon due to the threat of some rain, so we will not have coverage of the Cardinals for you here in the final two games of the season due to coverage of Iowa Hawkeye football on Saturday and Kansas City Chiefs football on Sunday. Other scores from Major League Baseball for you on Friday as we take a look at some of those scores from around the league here for you in just a moment. As in interleague play, it was a win for Miami 3-2 over Detroit. In the AL, it was Boston over Baltimore 12-3. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 6-3. Texas stays in the wild card hunt, a 5-3 win over the LA Angels. Cleveland beat Minnesota 12-6. Kansas City over the White Sox 6-1. Yankees 3-2 over Houston. And Oakland an 8-2 winner over Seattle. In the National League, it was Milwaukee over the Mets 4-2. Pittsburgh 4-1 over Cincinnati. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 1-0. It was Washington over Arizona 8-4. The Dodgers beat up on Colorado 11-0. And San Francisco a 7-3 win over San Diego. Tampa Bay and Cleveland are in a dead heat now for the two American League wildcard berths following the Rays' 6-3 loss at Toronto and the Indians' 12-6 triumph at Minnesota. Texas is just a game behind the wildcard co-leaders with a 5-3 win over the Angels. And should the three teams end up in a tie, the Indians would host Tampa Bay in a one-game playoff, and the loser of that game would play in Texas to decide the second wildcard berth. Christian Ponder won't be able to start against the Steelers on Sunday in London for Minnesota. The Vikings quarterback sustained a rib injury in last weekend's loss to the Browns and will be replaced by Matt Cassel. Both teams are 0-3 headed into that game across the pond. Oakland quarterback Terrell Pryor has been approved for full contact in practice and took increased reps while splitting time with Matt Flynn in practice. Coach Dennis Allen and said Pryor that he is making progress recovering from a concussion and did not rule out the possibility that he could start in Oakland's home game against Washington this week. Pryor was injured after a helmet-to-helmet hit during Monday's loss to the Broncos. Dale Earnhardt Jr. turned in a track record qualifying lap of 161.849 miles per hour yesterday to win the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Dover International Speedway. The chase for the Sprint Cup Championship drivers filled the top four spots in 8 of the 12, with points leader Matt Kenseth starting alongside Earnhardt Jr. on the front row, and Ryan Newman is third, Carl Edwards is fourth. And also in college football action here today, taking a look at the top 25 slate here for you in just a moment after we let you know about what's going on with the Iowa Hawkeyes today, as they will be on the road in Minneapolis to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Last year, Minnesota finished its non-conference schedule without a loss. Then the Gophers were beaten badly by rival Iowa. They're in the same situation now, though their four wins were more decisive than last season. They host the Hawkeyes today, trying to win the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy after surrendering it last fall. The Bronze Pig has been awarded to the winner of that rivalry since 1935, and it'll be the 107th time that Iowa and Minnesota have played in football. The first meeting was back in 1891. The Hawkeyes lost their opener to Northern Illinois, but have been solid since, beating Western Michigan last week 59-3. They're relying on their usual power running game, with Mark Wiseman leading the nation with 95 carries. And in top 25 college football played here today, some of the early games include 15th-ranked Miami at South Florida, 11th-ranked Okie State at West Virginia, 12th-ranked South Carolina at Central Florida. A couple of marquee games in the afternoon at 2:30. It's a 6th-ranked LSU at number 9th-ranked Georgia in the SEC. Also, 14th-ranked Oklahoma is at 22nd-ranked Notre Dame this afternoon. 8th-ranked Florida State is at Boston College. Wake Forest goes to number 3 Clemson. 21st-ranked Ole Miss will be at top-ranked Alabama tonight. Texas A&M, the 10th-ranked team in the country, is at Arkansas. 20th-ranked Florida is at Kentucky. 16th-ranked Washington will host Arizona. 23rd-ranked Wisconsin is at 4th-ranked Ohio State in Big Ten play tonight. And 5th-ranked Stanford is at Washington State. Cal is at 2nd-ranked Oregon, and a late game out in Hawaii as they host 25th-ranked Fresno State. That's a look at the latest sports for you here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.